弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，下面我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's start with a verse in the Bible.
我们就翻到以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们读十五节到十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, let's read verses 15 through 17.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
下面我们有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你，让我们还有机会再次聚在你的面前。
Lord, how we thank you for still giving us the opportunity to gather before you.
当我们每次聚集的时候，我们只有一件事，就是你的面是我们所寻求的。
Whenever we gather, there's only one thing that we seek, which is Your presence, your face.
我们今天就求你与我们丰富的同在。
We pray that, pray for your abundant presence with us.
我们求你用圣灵的恩膏，不仅来膏我们讲的，我们翻译的，也膏我们所有在下面听的。
May the Holy Spirit anoint the one who speaks, the one who translates, and also the ears that hear.
愿你的荣耀今天现在就充满在我们的当中。
May your glory be fully filled among us.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们刚才我们弟兄带领我们所唱的诗歌的题目叫做《玉露沙蚕》。
Our brother just led us singing the hymn, The Sands of Time.
好，里面有一首词叫做《玉露沙蚕时将近》，就说到我们的时间是不会停止的，而是在一直不断的在流逝。
There's a line in the lyrics says, The sands of time are sinking, which speaks of how the time does not stop, but continually flows away.
而且这首诗歌也提到，当时间将近的时候，天国即将破晓。
The hymn also mentions that, as time comes to an end, the dawn of heaven breaks.
随着时间的流逝，天国降临的日子不仅变得越来越近了，中文就是那个靠近的近，而且呢，就会越来越近了，就是用尽的尽。
With the passage of time, the day of the arrival of the kingdom of heaven is nearer, and the remaining days are also getting fewer.
如果大家还记得的话，这也是我们今年夏令会的主题，讲到天国，讲到神的国，讲到我们要丰丰富富的进入到神的国。
If we all remember, this is also the theme that was shared at the summer conference this year, which was to enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
神不仅让我们能够进入到天国，神的旨意，这是他的旨意，要叫我们来丰丰富富的进入他的国。
Not only does God want us to enter His kingdom, but also enter His kingdom abundantly, and this is His will.
我们知道时间是会不断的流逝，但神的旨意是不会因着时间的流逝而改变的。
We know although the time flows, God's will does not change upon the passage of time.
我们的神是要我们在有限的时间里来完成他的旨意。
God wants us to fulfill His will in the limited time.
让我们能够丰丰富富的能够来进入到神的国里。
So that we may enter His kingdom abundantly.
虽然神把我们放在这些短暂有限的时间当中，但是神却要在我们的身上来做成极重无比永远的工作。
Even though God places us in a short and limited time, He intends to achieve for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
而这个工作不仅做在我们每一个人的身上，也做在神的身体，他的教会之中。
And such works is not only done on us individually, but also on His body, His church.
所以我们不仅要认识到神给我们的时间，给我们生命气息的意义和目的。
Therefore, we need to recognize the meaning and purpose of time.
我们也要认识到我们的时间是会过去的，是会结束的。玉露沙蚕时将近，这正是发生在我们每一个人身上的事情。
We must also realize that our time will pass and come to an end. The sands of time are sinking. This is happening to all of us.
那么我们对神赐给我们的时间，我们的态度到底是什么呢？
So what is our attitude to the time that God gave us?
就我们开始所读的圣经以弗所书当中所提到，这里说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意如何。
Just as the what we read in Ephesians, it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is."
这里给我们看见，在神的眼中有愚昧人，有糊涂人，但也有智慧人和聪明人。
Here we see that there are unwise and foolish people.And there are also wise and smart people.
这也给我们看到，在神的眼中，愚昧人和智慧人的一个分别，就是他们对光阴的态度。
And here we can see that in the Lord's eyes, the difference between the wise and unwise is the attitude toward time.
一个智慧人是爱惜光阴的，是来抓住机会的。
A wise person values time and seizes opportunities.
而一个愚昧人则是稀里糊涂的过日子，是不会来抓住机会，甚至是来浪费光阴的。
An unwise person lives carelessly, not seizing opportunities, even wasting time.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣所说过的十个童女的比喻。
We're all familiar with the parable of 10 virgins.
这个十个童女的比喻就是讲到我们当如何来预备，可以丰丰富富地进入到神的国。
The parable talks about how we can prepare ourselves to enter into the kingdom abundantly.
我们知道这个十个童女有很多的地方都是一样的。
We know that there are all the 10 virgins share a lot of similarities.
这十个童女都是等候新郎的人。
The 10 virgins were all waiting for the bridegroom.
我们看到这十个童女当听到新郎来的声音的时候，其中没有一个人是大吃一惊的。
We know that when the 10 virgins heard that the bridegroom was coming, none of them was surprised.
没有人来问怎么新郎来了。
Nobody asked, the bridegroom is coming.
他们都是知道要等候迎接新郎的。
They all knew that they were waiting to meet the bridegroom.
而且他们也都是有预备的人。
And they were all well prepared.
他们手中都是拿着灯的。
They all held lamps in their hands.
他们的灯里也都是有油的。
They also had oil in their lamps.
他们的灯也是都是点着的。
Their lamps were lit.
当他们听见新郎来的时候，也都是出去迎接新郎的。
When they heard the bridegroom was coming, they all went out to meet him.
但我们看到他们唯一的差别就是有没有丰丰富富的预备。
However, the only difference among them was whether they prepared abundantly.
聪明的童女有丰丰富富的预备，她预备了油在器皿里。
The wise virgins had made ample preparations with oil in their vessels.
而愚拙的童女怎怕没有丰丰富富的预备，没有预备油在器皿里。
But the foolish virgins did not prepare well and had no oil in their vessels.
所以聪明和愚拙的差别不在于有没有预备，而在于有没有丰丰富富的预备。
The difference between the wise and unwise was not whether they prepare, it's whether they prepare in abundance.
同时我们也知道任何的预备都是要花时间的。
We also know any preparation takes time.
所以聪明和愚拙真正的差别就是有没有花时间来预备。
Therefore, the real difference between the wise and the unwise is whether they spend time preparing.
有没有花足够的时间来预备。
Whether they spend enough time preparing.
有没有来爱惜光阴，来抓住时间来预备。
Whether they value and take hold of the time to prepare.
聪明的童女是爱惜光阴的，她是抓住时间来预备的。
The wise virgins value their time and took hold of it to prepare.
而愚拙的童女则是浪费光阴，没有抓住时间来积极的预备。
But the unwise virgins wasted their time and did not take hold of it to prepare actively.
如果我们记得的话，圣经接着十个童女比喻之后，主马上说到另外一个关于天国的比喻，就是才干的比喻。
If we remember it, that following the parable of the 10 virgins, the Lord immediately gave another parable, which is the parable of the kingdom of the talents.
就来让我们来看预备这一件事。
And this is for us to see how we prepare for it.
这个才干的比喻说到有一个主人按照个人的才干给他的仆人银子。
In the parable of the talents, it tells us a master gave his servants money.
一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千。
He gave one 5 talents, the other 2 talents, and another 1 talent.
我们看到那领了五千的随即拿去做买卖。
And we see that the servant who received 5 talents immediately went and traded with them.
圣经我们要特别注意，圣经这里特别提到那领了五千的仆人是随即拿去做买卖。
The Bible specifically mentioned that the servant with 5 talents immediately went to trade with them.
我想如果我拿了五千的银子啊，虽然我知道我不可能拿到五千银子的仆人，但是假设如果我拿到了五千银子的话，我可能先来享受一下啊。
Even though I know that I likely wouldn't be the servant who received the 5 talents, but if assume that I received the 5 talents, I might first enjoy it a little bit.
我有了这么多的银子啊，我可能至少我看他个几天，好，接下来我再来打算怎么做。
With so much money, at least I will spend a few days by just looking at it before making a plan.
但主耶稣告诉我们，那拿了五千银子的仆人，他是随即马上。立刻拿去做买卖。
But the Lord told us that this servant with 5 talents immediately at once, right away, went to trade with them.
这就是一个爱惜光阴、抓住时间的人。
And this is a person who values and takes hold of time.
所以一个爱惜光阴、抓住时间的人，在主的眼中是一个又良善又忠心的人。
So that we see one who values and takes hold of time in Lord's eyes is good and faithful.
是一个聪明的童女，是一个丰丰富富预备的人。
And is a wise virgin and someone who has prepared abundantly.
而那个拿了一千银子的仆人却把银子埋在了地里。
On the other hand, the one who received 1 talent buried the money.
他不仅没有抓住机会，反而把主给他的机会埋在了地里。
Not only did he not seize the opportunity, but bury the opportunity that the Lord gave him.
一个不爱惜光阴、不抓住机会的人，在主的眼中就是一个又恶又懒的仆人，是一个愚拙的童女，是一个没有来丰丰富富预备的人。
A person who does not value time and does not seize opportunities is considered by the Lord to be a wicked and lazy servant, a foolish virgin, someone who has not prepared abundantly.
今天主在金灯台当中行走，在我们当中来查看我们到底是聪明的还是愚拙的。
Today the Lord walks among the golden lampstands, examining whether we are wise or foolish.
他来查看我们是不是爱惜光阴、来抓住时间的人。
Examining whether we value and take hold of time.
他在金灯台中行走，来看我们是不是在丰丰富富的预备，我们是不是在丰丰富富的预备来进神的国。
He walks among the golden lampstand to examine whether we prepare abundantly or are we preparing abundantly to enter the kingdom of God.
我们要来爱惜光阴，要来抓住时间，因为现今的世代邪恶。
We need to value and take hold of time because the days are evil.
我们面对现今这个邪恶的世代，我们要来爱惜光阴，要来抓住时间。
When facing the evil time, we must value and take hold of time.
因为这个邪恶的时代是叫人不爱惜光阴，要我们浪费光阴，浪费光阴在宴乐之中。
Because the evil age encourages people not to value time, but to waste it and waste it in pleasures.
所以我们更要来爱惜光阴，而不是来浪费光阴。
Therefore, we should value time instead of wasting it.
我们不是来盼望这个世代不要那么邪恶。
We should not hope for this generation to be less evil.
这个不是我们的盼望。
This is not our hope.
就像当时在埃及地，以色列百姓来哀求埃及的法老不要那么苦待他们。
Just as the Israelites in Egypt pleaded with Pharaoh not to oppress them so harshly.
我们知道法老是不会答应的，而且会越发的邪恶。
We know Pharaoh did not relent, but became more evil.
所以我们就知道，叫他们无草而作砖，就是做砖的草都不给他们，砖却要如数的交纳。
We knew that the Pharaoh made them produce the same quota of bricks without supplying, the straw.
这就是我们现在所处的这邪恶的时代。
And this is the evil generation we live in now.
所以我们因为我们面对这个邪恶的时代，我们更要来爱惜光阴，来抓住时间，来预备，来成为一个器皿里有油的人。
In the face of this evil age, we must value and take hold of time even more to prepare to be a person with oil in their vessel.
好叫我们在这个邪恶的时代当中是一个能一直发光的灯台。
So that in this evil age, we would be a lampstand that shines brightly in the darkness.
在黑暗中，我们的灯台的光是不会暗淡的。
The light in the darkness will not dim.
同时，我们要来明白神的旨意如何。
At the same time, we must understand the will of God.
一个不明白神旨意的人，一定是一个糊涂人。
A man who does not understand God's will is certainly a foolish man.
一个不明白神旨意的人，是不会来爱惜光阴，来抓住光阴的。
A man who does not know the God's will not value the time.
其实严格来说，我们现在所一切所分享所交通的，其实没有任何其他的题目，都是关乎神的旨意。
In fact, everything we share and have a fellowship on is related to God's will.
都是为了让我们能够来明白神的旨意，好叫我们脱离糊涂人的光景。
Let us to help us understand God's will better so that we can escape the state of being foolish.
来成为一个智慧人，成为一个爱惜光阴、抓住时间的人。
And that we may become a wise man valuing and taking hold of the time.
所以我们要来明白神的旨意，只有当我们明白神的旨意的时候，我们就一定会来爱惜光阴，来抓住光阴的。
Therefore, we need to understand God's will. When a person understands God's will, he will certainly value and take hold of time.
当我们明白神旨意的时候，我们心中一定是有这个感觉，我们生怕会浪费光阴，生怕会没有抓住时间。
When we understand God's will, we will have this sense, not to waste time and not to seize the time.
我们会怕神给我们的时间就这样白白的流失。
We will also have a fear that the time God has given us will pass.
生怕我们没有用神给我们的时间来为着神的旨意。
We will also fear that we wouldn't use the time given by God for His will.
如果我们心中有这样一个迫切感觉的时候，我们就会起来要爱惜光阴，来抓住时间。
When we have this urgency in our hearts, we will value and take hold of time.
一个爱惜光阴、抓住时间的人的一个表现，就是要起来奔跑。
One of the manifestations of valuing and seizing time is to rise and run.
为着能在有限的时间里，能够来更多的来预备，来得着更多的丰富。
To prepare more within the limited time to gain more richness.
就像使徒保罗，他是一个明白神旨意的人。
Just like Apostle Paul, who knows God's will.
他是一个爱惜光阴，能够来抓住时间的人。
He valued and took hold of the time.
他是一个奔跑的人，一个竭力奔跑的人，是一个向着标杆直跑的人。
He was a runner, someone who ran earnestly, pressing on toward the goal.
我们刚刚过去的西岸特会的题目主题就是奔那摆在我们前面，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
The theme of the recent WCCC, was run the race set before us.
就是来鼓励我们起来，要奔，要来奔跑。
Which was to encourage us to rise and run.
因为怕时间不够，所以我们要起来奔跑。
The fear of insufficient time makes us run.
我们都见过。在机场里奔跑的人
We all see people running at the airport.
我想他们不是在机场里锻炼
We know that they don't just exercise at the airport.
他们在机场奔跑就是觉得时间来不及了，怕上不了飞机了
They run at the airport because they know that they might not be able to make it to the airplane, to get on to the airport plane.
为着我们能丰丰富富的进神的国，我们也要起来奔跑。
To enter God's kingdom abundantly, we must also rise and run.
我们要立志成为一个爱惜光阴、抓住光阴的人。
We need to resolve to become a man who value and take hold of time.
我们不是仅仅要来爱惜光阴，我们是要来抓住光阴。
Not just to value time, but also to take hold of it.
因为我们知道，如果我们不是抓住光阴的话，光阴很快很容易就从我们手中流失掉了。
We know if we do not take hold of time, the time will quickly and easily slip away.
所以我们经常再来问，我们的时间去哪了？
And we often ask ourselves, where is our time?
所以我们要来学习如何来抓住光阴，来学习如何成为一个会抓住光阴的人。
Therefore, we need to learn how to take hold of time, how to become someone who knows how to take hold of time.
如果讲到抓的话，我想我们都会同意，旧约圣经当中有一个人，他是最会抓的人。
When we talk about taking hold of something or grasping,We know that in the Bible there is one person who knows it.
他可以说是一个抓的专家。
We can say that he is an expert of grasp.
他就是雅各。
He is Jacob.
没有一个人比雅各更会抓了。
No one is better at seizing than Jacob.
他的名字雅各就是抓的意思。
His name Jacob is to grab.
雅各出生的时候就是手抓住他哥哥以扫的脚跟出来的。
When Jacob was born, he came out grasping his brother's heel.
所以他父母很容易给他起名字，就叫雅各，就是抓。
So his parents named him Jacob, which is to grasp.
并且雅各的一生都是在抓。
And throughout his life, Jacob was always grasping.
我们看到只要他看上的东西，早晚都会被他抓到自己的手中，成为他自己的。
Whatever he desired, he will grasp until it became his own.
所以我想雅各在地上是没有什么朋友的。
So we know that, we can imagine that Jacob has few friends.
但是我们却可以从雅各这个一直在抓的人的身上和他的经历上，我们可以来学习神是如何一步一步在他身上的工作，把他制作成为一个真正会抓的人。
However, we can learn from Jacob's life and experiences how God worked in him step by step to make him someone who's very skillful to take hold of something.
也叫我们能够来成为一个真正会抓的人，能够来真正的抓住光阴。
Teaching us also how to become the man who can skillfully take hold of something.
第一，一个会抓的人是一个会放下的人。
First of all, a person who knows how to take hold of it is someone who knows how to let go of something.
我们要来学习会抓，首先要来学习我们要会放下。
To learn to take hold of something, we first need to learn how to let go of something.
圣经当中记载的雅各出生以后第一个抓的故事，就是他抓走了他哥哥以扫长子的名分。
The first story in the Bible about Jacob seizing is, or grasping, is when he took his brother Esau's birthright.
我们都很熟悉这个故事，我们可以给这个故事起一个名字，叫做一碗红豆汤的故事。
We are all familiar with the story, and we can name the story as the story of a bowl of red stew.
有一天雅各在家里熬汤，他哥哥以扫从外面打猎回来，累晕了，就来对雅各说，我累昏了。求你把红豆汤给我喝。
One day, Jacob was cooking stew at home, and Esau came back from hunting, exhausted. Esau said to Jacob, "Let me have some of the red stew."
雅各马上就说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。以扫说，我将要死了，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？于是以扫就把长子的名分给了他弟弟雅各，雅各就把红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。
Jacob replied, First, sell me your birthright. Esau said, I am about to die. What good is birthright to me? So Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and lentil stew. Esau ate and drank, and then go up and left.
我们初一看都会觉得雅各这个人非常的诡诈。
On first sight, we might think Jacob was deceitful.
他趁人之危。
He took advantage of someone.
他哥哥只是问你要一碗汤喝，你就趁机把人家长子的名分给抓住。
Your brother only asked you for a bowl of stew, but you took the opportunity and take hold of his birthright.
我想我们可能都不喜欢这样的人。
We might not like a person, like Jacob.
这样的人不仅无法做朋友， 连兄弟都没得做。
Such a person cannot be anyone's friends, not even a brother.
但从这件事情上，却让我们学习到一个非常重要的关于抓的功课。
But from this story, we can learn an important lesson about grasping.
如果我们要抓东西的话，我们需要先来把我们手里的东西先放下。
To take hold of something, we need to first let go of what we are holding.
当我们两手已经抓满了东西的时候，就算有再好的东西，我们都没有办法来拿了。
When our hands are already full, we cannot take hold of anything better.
除非我们先把我们手里的东西放下，先愿意来舍弃掉。
Unless we first put down things in hand and let go of what we are holding.
如果那天当以扫向雅各问红豆汤的时候，雅各他不肯放下他手里的红豆汤，他就不可能得到长子的名分。
On that day, when Esau asked for the residue, if Jacob had not let go of it, he would not have gained the birthright.
进一步，我们更可以看到，雅各之所以能够愿意放下他的红豆汤，是他要得更好的东西。
Furthermore, we also see that Jacob could let go of his residue because he wanted to take hold of something better.
雅各愿意把这个红豆汤给以扫，不是因为他爱他哥哥以扫。
Jacob gave the stew to Esau not out of the love,
而是因为他更看重长子的名分。
But because he valued the birthright more.
其实红豆汤是雅各他自己花了时间熬的。
The residue was something Jacob has spent time cooking.
是他喜欢的，在雅各的眼中，红豆汤是有价值的。
It might be something he liked, and also it's something that he valued.
但为着得到长子的名分，他没有任何的犹豫，就能够来放弃他的红豆汤。
But to gain the birthright, he gave it up without hesitation.
雅各绝不是一个糊涂人。
Jacob was not a foolish person.
他绝不是一个放下西瓜来抓芝麻的人。
He was not someone who would let go of the greater and take hold of the lesser.
雅各是一个知道长子名分价值的人，是一个看重长子名分的人。
Jacob understood the value of the birthright and esteemed it highly.
我相信他心中早就惦记着这个长子的名分，早就来琢磨怎么样子能够得到长子的名分。
I believe he had been thinking about how to obtain the birthright for a long time.
所以当有一个机会出现的时候，当以扫来向他要红豆汤的时候，雅各没有任何的犹豫。
So when the opportunity arose, and Esau came and asked for the residue he had spent time preparing, Jacob did not hesitate.
他根本没有想来要以扫打猎所得的东西，而是马上直接就来要长子的名分。
He did not ask for any of Esau's hunting gains, but directly asked for the birthright.
这是他心中一直想要的，这是他心中一直想要抓住的东西。
This was what he had always been wanting to take hold of.
所以雅各可以没有任何的犹豫，来放下他的红豆汤，来马上抓住更为宝贵的长子的名分。
So Jacob let go of the residue without hesitation and took hold of the more valuable, which is birthright.
耶和华神说：“我爱雅各，恨以恶以扫。”
God, the Father said that I like Jacob and despise Esau.
神不仅来看雅各来抓什么，他也来看雅各他愿意放下什么。
God is not only observing what Jacob takes hold of, but also what he's willing to let go.
神不仅看雅各，他也在看以扫，来看以扫他在抓什么，来看以扫他愿意放下什么。
Similarly, God observed Esau to see what he valued and what he was willing to relinquish.
神看到以扫轻看他长子的名分。
God saw that Esau despised his birthright.
所以新约希伯来书说到，恐怕有贪恋世俗如以扫，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
Hebrews in the New Testament says, "See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son."
以扫是一个贪恋世俗的人，是一个手里抓住世俗、抓住一点食物的人。
Esau, a worldly person, grasps the secular world, food and earthly things.
因着他看中这些属地的食物，因着他轻看他长子的名分，他就失去了长子的名分，失去了属天的祝福。
Because he valued the things on earth and also the things in hand, he lost the birthright.
而雅各却因着看中长子的名分，他看中属天的福气，他就愿意放下他手中的红豆汤，放下这些属地的好处。
On the other hand, Jacob, valuing the birthright and heavenly blessings, was willing to let go of the lentil soup and the earthly benefits.
今天神也在我们当中来行走，来查看我们，我们在抓住什么，我们愿意放下什么。
Today, God walks among us, examining what we take hold of and what we are willing to let go.
也在查看我们到底看重什么，我们到底看清什么。
He also examined what we value and what we despise.
神也来查看我们是不是为着上好的而愿意放下次好的。
He also examines whether we are willing to let go of the lesser for the greater.
我们是不是愿意为着得到属天的，愿意放下属地的。
Are we willing to gain what's in heaven and let go of what's on earth?
神来查看我们愿不愿意为了得到长子的名分而放下我们手中的红豆汤。
God looks to see if we are willing to give up our residue to obtain the birthright.
一个会抓的人是一个会放下、会舍弃的人。
A man who knows how to take hold of it is someone who knows how to let go.
一个抓住光阴的人也是一个会放下、会舍弃的人。
Someone who knows how to grasp, take, and take hold of the time is also someone who knows how to let go.
第二，一个会抓的人是一个能被神抓住的人。
Secondly, a person who knows how to take hold is someone who can be taken hold of by God.
雅各不仅用一碗红豆汤从他哥哥以扫那里得到了长子的名分，后来他又用诡计从他父亲以撒那里骗取了以扫当得的祝福。
Jacob not only used a residue to obtain Esau's birthright, but also deceived his father Isaac to receive the blessings Esau would have gained.
所以以扫就很生气，要来杀雅各。
Therefore, Esau harbored hatred and planned to kill Jacob.
所以雅各只能离开家，逃往巴旦亚兰他舅舅住的地方。
Therefore, Jacob had to flee to his uncle Laban in Padan Aram.
在创世纪二十八章说到，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。雅各只能在旷野露宿，把石头枕在头下。
In Genesis 28, it says, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for a night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep.
那时他在梦中看见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我将要你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多，必向东西南北展开，地上万族并因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
这是神第一次来对雅各说话。
This was the first time God spoke to Jacob.
如果我们注意的话，神是对雅各说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
If we notice that, God began by saying, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac.
这里神却没有说，我也是你雅各的神。
Here, God did not say, I am also your God, God of Jacob.
如果神不是雅各的神，为什么他要来对他说话呢？
If God was not Jacob's God, why did he speak to him?
因为神是在这里告诉雅各 一件事。
Because here God wanted to share one thing with Jacob.
他能成为他祖父亚伯拉罕的神，是因为我抓住了亚伯拉罕。
I could become your father's Abraham's God because I took hold of Abraham.
我能够来成为你父亲以撒的神，是因为我抓住了你父亲以撒。
I could become your father Isaac's God because I took hold of him.
今天我要来抓住你雅各，是为了有一天我能被称为你雅各的神。
And today I will come and take hold of you so that one day I will be called the God of Jacob.
所以神对雅各说的话当中有一句是我与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我总不离弃。
That's why there was a verse God said to Jacob, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will not leave you.
这就是神开始把雅各抓在他自己的手中。
This marked the beginning of God taking hold of Jacob in his hand.
我们在祷告中常常也会求神与我们 同在。
In our prayers, we often pray for God's presence.
我们就要知道我们是在求神来抓住我们。
We must know that we are asking the Lord to take hold of us.
因为神看见雅各，他看重长子的名分，看重长子的祝福。
God saw that Jacob valued the birthright and its blessings.
为了雅各看重神所看重的，神就来抓住，来与他同在。
In order to receive this, God took hold of Jacob and be with him.
如果我们要来求神与我们同在，那么我们也要先来看重神所看重。
If we desire God's presence, we must value what God values.
愿我们都是来看重神所看重的，能来被神抓住，让神与我们同在。
May we learn to value what God values, allowing ourselves to be taken hold of by Him, ensuring His presence with us.
很多时候我们会这样祷告，但是我们怎么知道我们是被神抓住了呢？我们怎么知道到底神是不是与我同在呢？
Oftentimes we pray in this way, but how do we know that we are taken hold of by God, and how can we tell that He is with us?
首先当我们被神抓住的时候，我们会像雅各一样看见一个梯子立在地上。
First, when we were taken hold of by God, we will be like Jacob and see a ladder set up on earth.
这个梯子的头顶着天。
The top of the ladder reaches to the heaven.
这个梯子一方面让我们看见天和地的距离，说到了我们和神的距离。
On one hand, the ladder shows us the distance between heaven and earth, illustrating the distance between us and God.
这是一个人无法所企及的距离，说到我们人自己是无法与神同在的。
And this is the distance between us and God, and it tells us that we cannot reach it by ourselves.
但雅各在那里看见的是一个梯子。
But there, Jacob saw a ladder.
这个梯子就能把天和地连接起来。
And such a ladder can connect the heaven and earth.
这个梯子就能把人和神连接起来。
The ladder can connect God and man.
我们从新约中就能清楚地明白，这个梯子就是我们的主耶稣。
From the New Testament, we understand that this ladder is Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣就是那个梯子。
Our Lord Jesus is the ladder.
人若不借着他，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
如果我们是一个被神抓住的人，我们就一定是在基督里的人，是活在基督里的人。
If we are taken hold of by God, we must be in Christ, living in Christ.
如果我们离开了基督，不是活在基督里，我们就会失去与神的同在。
If we depart from Christ and do not live in Him, we will lose the presence of God.
雅各不仅看见了一个梯子，他也看见了神的殿。
Jacob not only saw a ladder, but also saw God's temple.
当雅各睡醒清早起来之后，就把他所整的这个石头叫立作柱子浇油在上面，他给那个地方起名叫伯特利。伯特利的意思就是神的殿，神的家。
When Jacob awoke early in the morning, he took the stone that he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He named the place Bethel, meaning God's temple, house of God.
当我们被神抓住的时候，我们会像雅各一样看见神的家。
When we are taken hold of by God, we like Jacob will see the house of God.
一个被神抓住的人是一定能够来看见神的家的。
A man who is taken hold of by God will certainly see God's house.
神的家就是神与人同在的地方，神要得着他的家来与人同住。
God's house is where God dwells with man. God desires to establish his house and dwell with man.
所以当我们被神抓住，我们要看见我们是要在基督里，是在神的家中。
When we are taken hold of by God, we must see that we are in Christ and in God's house.
同时我们也马上发现一件事情，雅各虽然看见了，但他仍旧不明白，他仍旧活在他自己的里面。
But soon we'll discover that although Jacob saw this, he still did not fully understand. He still lived within himself.
他仍旧来向神求他吃什么，他穿什么，他的前途是什么。
He still came and asked God for food, clothing, and his future.
而且雅各那时候对神的殿、神的家是害怕的。
And at the time, Jacob was even fearful of God's house.
他说那地方是何等的可畏。
He said, "How awesome is this place?"
因为在神的家里是有神的安排，是有神的次序，是有神的权柄。
Because in God's house, there is God's arrangement, order, and authority.
当一个活在他自己里面的人，神的家确实是一个可畏的地方。
To someone living in their own self, God's house can indeed be awesome.
但我们感谢我们的主，当我们被神抓住之后，他就不会放弃我们。
But we thank the Lord that once he takes hold of us, he will not give us away.
他不会因着我们的不明白而放弃我们。
He will not abandon us because of our lack of understanding.
他不会因着我们在他的手下的不顺服而放弃我们。
He will not abandon us because of our rebellion.
因为我们的神是不改变的神，他抓我们就抓我们到底。
Because our God is unchanging, once he takes hold of us, he holds us firmly.
同样，一个抓住光阴的人是一个能被神抓住的人。
Therefore, we see that a man who takes hold of the time is also being taken hold of by God.
我们看到神从此就与雅各同在，一直的抓住他。
We see that God has been with Jacob ever since, constantly taking hold of him.
把他抓在各种各样的环境和试炼的当中。
He also placed him in various environments and trials.
把他抓住，放在跟他一样诡诈的他舅舅拉班的面前有二十年之久。
God took hold of Jacob and put him in the hands of his cunning uncle Laban for 20 years.
神让雅各越来越清楚地看见和明白神抓住他的手。
God allowed Jacob to increasingly see that and understand God's hand upon him.
使他开始来学习，愿意服在神大能的手下。
To teach him to submit to the mighty hand of God.
所以第三，一个会抓的人不仅仅是一个能被神抓住的人，而且是一个愿意被神抓住的人。
Thirdly, a person who knows how to take hold of it is not only one who can be taken hold of by God, but also who is willing to be taken hold of by God.
从伯特利雅各第一次遇见神，被神抓住以后，经过二十年在神的手下，神就带领雅各离开他舅舅拉班那里，要回迦南地，他的家乡。
After Jacob first encountered God at Bethel and was taken hold of by him, 20 years later, God led Jacob to leave his uncle Laban and return to Canaan.
圣经这里记载到，在他们快到迦南的时候，有一天夜间，雅各打发他的两个妻子、两个使女并十一个儿子过河，又打发他所有的也都过去，只剩下雅各一人。
On the way back to Canaan, one night, Jacob sent his two wives, two maidservants, and 11 sons across the river. He sent over all his possessions, and then Jacob was left alone.
他这样做，我们知道是因为他哥哥以扫带着400人正迎着他来。
He did all of these because he he knew that his brother was coming to meet him with 400 men.
所以雅各心中害怕，害怕他哥哥来找他算账，所以他连夜起来做了这一切的安排。
Jacob was afraid, fearing that his brother Esau will seek revenge. So he got up during the night and made all these arrangements.
我们从他的安排当中，我们可以看见雅各还是那个雅各。
From his arrangements, we can see that Jacob is still Jacob.
还是那个非常诡诈的雅各。
Still the cunning one.
就是被神抓住了，这就是被神抓在神的手中这许多的年月，我们看到我们的肉体。还是我们的肉体。
Despite being taken hold of by God and being under His hand for many years, our flesh is still our flesh.
我们的自我还是我们的自我。
And the self-centered remains self-centered.
不是说我被神抓住了，我就能被改变。
It's not that being taken hold of by God will change us automatically.
不是说我一路受了所有神多少的恩典跟怜悯。我们就能被改变的。
It's not that however much blessings we have received, we can be changed automatically.
只剩下雅各一人，这就是我们自我的一幅完美的图画。
Jacob was left alone. This is the perfect picture of ourself.
只剩下我一人，不仅我是中心，而且我就是一切。
Being left alone.I am not only the center, but I am also everything.
所以雅各仍是雅各，虽然他已经被神抓住了二十年。
So Jacob remained the same Jacob, even after being taken hold of by God for 20 years.
我们看到，就当只剩下雅各一人的时候，有一个人来和他摔跤。
We remember that when Jacob was left alone, a man came and wrestled with him.
不是雅各去找那个人摔跤，而是那个人来和雅各摔跤，是神来和雅各摔跤。
It wasn't Jacob who sought out the man, but rather the man who came to wrestle with Jacob. It was God who came to wrestle with Jacob.
摔跤就是用手彼此抓住，想办法要把对方完全压在下面，叫他无法动弹。
Wrestling involves using hand to.Grabs hold of each other, trying to completely subdue the other so they cannot move.
这就是神为什么要来和雅各摔跤，就是要把雅各压在他的下面，叫雅各能够服在神的下面。
This is why God wrestled with Jacob to subdue him and make Jacob submit to God.
但非常的有趣吧，可以这么说。神来与雅各摔跤，从夜间直到黎明，却胜不过雅各。
But interestingly, even though God wrestled with Jacob from night until dawn, he did not prevail over him.
神与雅各摔跤，但是神却不能胜过雅各。
God wrestled with Jacob, but he could not overcome him.
所以我们清楚地看到有一件事情。
So we can clearly see one thing.
神不能胜过雅各，说到。神无法在一个不愿意顺服他的人身上得胜。
God not being able to overcome Jacob signifies that God cannot triumph over a person who is unwilling to submit to him.
神无法在一个不愿意顺服他的人身上得胜。
God will not overcome one who is not willing to submit to God.
我们不要以为当神每次来与我摔跤的时候，神每次都会赢的。
We should not assume that whenever God came and wrestled with us, He will always win.
其实往往都是我们赢的。
Often it is us who prevail.
当我们有自己的力量、我们自己的意念、我们自己办法的时候，神是不可能胜过我们的。
When we have our own strength, our own ideas, and our own methods, God cannot prevail over us.
或许神已经与我摔跤了五年、十年，甚至超过了雅各的二十年，但是神仍旧无法胜过我。
Perhaps God has wrestled with us for 5 years, 10 years, or even longer than Jacob's 20 years, but God still cannot overcome us.
神仍旧无法压住我，无法让我能够服在他的下面。
He still cannot subdue me or make me submit to him.
我们就像雅各一样，都是一个无法叫神胜过我们的人。
Like Jacob, we are people who cannot be overcome by God.
但我们要知道一件事，在人不能，在神全能。
But we must know this, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
我们自己无法让神在我们身上得胜，但是神却有办法在我们身上得胜。
We cannot make God triumph over us, but God has his ways to triumph in us.
我们看到神的方法就是在雅各的大腿窝摸了一下，他的大腿就瘸了。
We can see that God's way is to touch the socket of Jacob's hip, and his hip was wrenched.
我们可能也想不到啊，神只能在一个瘸腿的人身上才能得胜。
We might not be able to imagine that God can only triumph in someone who has a limp.
我们的腿是我们身上最有力量的部分，是最厉害的地方。
Our legs are the strongest part of our body, the most formidable part.
是我们身上最顽固的，也是我们身上最不愿意、最不容易放弃的地方。
It's also the most stubborn part, the part that we're most unwilling and least likely to give up.
雅各可以放弃他的红豆汤，他可以放下他的妻子、儿女，他也可以放下他所有的，但他却不能放下他自己。
Jacob could let go of his residue, his wives, and children and his possessions, but he could not let go of himself.
所以为了神能够在我们身上得胜，神就在我们的大腿窝摸了一下。
So for God to triumph in us, he has to touch the socket of our hip to
好让我们能够来服下来，好让我们能被神压住，好让我们的失败能够来成为神的得胜。
So that we may submit and he may subdue us so that our defeat becomes God's victory.
我们怎么知道我们是被神摸过的，我们的腿是瘸的呢？
How can we know that we're touched by God and that we have a limp?
当一个人腿瘸了之后，他的行动就会变得非常的不方便。
When someone has a limp, his movement will be very inconvenient.
这就是一个记号。
And this is a sign.
以前我是很方便的，我想做什么我就做什么，我想说什么我就说什么。
We used to act in an easy way, doing whatever we want, saying whatever we wanted.
我怎么样子来做父母，我就怎么样子来做父母；我怎么样子在做儿女，我就怎么样子来做儿女。
I did whatever I wanted as a parent, or I did whatever I wanted as a child.
我想怎么样服侍，我就怎么样来服侍。
I serve in whatever way I wanted to serve.
我想怎样聚会，我就怎样聚会，非常的方便。
I gather in whatever format I wanted, and these are all very convenient.
但现在当你有了这个记号，凡事都变得不方便。
But now, with this sign, everything becomes inconvenient.
当我们每一次要起来动的时候，就不会再随意了。
Whenever we want to move, we will no longer do it so casually.
从前我们大腿很强壮的时候，你想走就走，想跑就跑。
When our legs were still strong, we could walk or we could run.
但当你的腿瘸了之后，甚至你想站起来都要靠整个身体的帮助。
But after our legs are lame, even standing up requires the entire support of the body.
你不能再随心所欲。
We could no longer act on our own will.
主耶稣最后在提比里亚海对彼得说过一段话。
In the end, by the sea of Tiberias, Jesus said to Peter,
你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人把你束上带你到你不愿意的地方。
When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
你要伸出手来。
You will stretch out your hands.
这个时候不仅仅是神来抓住你，而是你自己要伸出手来，叫神来抓住你。
At this time, it is not only God who comes to take hold of you, but you yourself must stretch out your hand, allowing God to take hold.
是你自己愿意伸出手来。来抓住神的手。
It is you who willingly stretches out your hand to grasp God's hand.
所以当雅各腿瘸的时候，就是他伸出手来抓住神的手。
When Jacob limped, it was the moment he reached out head to take hold of God.
这就是他自己愿意完全被神抓住的时候。
It was the moment he willingly let God fully take hold of him.
这个时候雅各有了一个新的名字，以色列。
At this time, Jacob received his new name, Israel.
以色列就是神得胜的意思。
Israel means God prevails.
当我们愿意伸出手来，愿意伏在神大能的手下，愿意被神来抓住的时候，这就是神在我们身上的得胜。
When we willingly stretch out our hands, submit to the mighty hand of God, and let Him take hold of us, this is God's victory in us.
愿我们都是一个愿意伸出手来的人，愿意被神来抓住的人。
May we all be people willing to stretch out our hands, allowing God to take hold of us.
一个抓住光阴的人，是一个愿意被神抓住的人。
A man who takes hold of the time is the man who is willing to be taken hold by God.
最后，一个会抓的人，是一个抓住神，只单单抓住神的人。
Lastly, a man who knows how to take hold of something is someone who takes hold of God and only God.
雅各就像他的名字一样，是一个抓，是一个抓的人。
Just as his name suggests, Jacob is a person who grasps.
他从母腹里面就开始抓，他的一生都是在抓。
He began grasping in the womb, and his entire life was marked by grasping.
但同时我们也看到神的手也是一直在抓着他，来改变他，使他最终能够来成为一个真正会抓的人。
At the same time, we see God's hand continually grasping and taking hold of Jacob, transforming him so that he ultimately became someone who truly knew how to grasp.
神爱雅各，因为他是一个能为着抓着更好的而愿意放下他手中所有的人。
God loves Jacob because he was willing to let go of what he had to take hold of something better.
神来抓住他，来与他摔跤，让他能够来成为一个愿意伏在神手下的人。
God took hold of him, wrestled with him, so that he could become someone willing to submit to God.
成为一个愿意伸出手来让神来抓住的人。
Someone willing to stretch out his hand and let God take hold of him.
最后我们看见雅各手中抓住的只有一样东西。
Finally, we see that the only thing Jacob held onto his hand was one thing.
就是一根杖。
That is a staff.
希伯来书十一章二十一节说到，雅各因着信，临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
Hebrews 11:21 says, By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Jacob's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
希伯来十一章中记载了很多对神有信心的人以及他们出于信心的行为。
Hebrews 11 recorded many people with faith and also their deeds.
但说到雅各只有这个一句话，雅各因着信扶着杖头敬拜神。
But regarding Jacob, he only mentioned only one thing, that is, by faith, Jacob worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
这就是最后神所要得着的雅各。这一个雅各手中抓着的只有一根杖，没有其他的东西。
This is Jacob that God ultimately desired, one who held onto nothing but a staff, having no other possessions.
神最后所要得到的雅各是一个抓住神的人，一个单单抓住神、倚靠神的人。
The Jacob that God ultimately wanted to obtain was one who took hold of God alone, relying solely on Him.
雅各是因为他最终能够来单单的抓住神，他还来敬拜神。
Jacob worshipped God because he ultimately took hold of God alone.
一个真正会抓的人，是一个单单抓住神的人。
A man who truly knows how to grasp is the one who takes hold of God alone.
当我们抓住了神，我们的手中就有了神一切的一个丰富，因为神所有的一切都是在他的里面。
When we hold on to God, we possess all the riches of God, for all of God's riches are in His hand.
当雅各抓住神的时候，他手中就有了神的祝福，他就成为了一个可以祝福人的人。他就可以给约瑟的两个儿子来祝福。
When Jacob held onto God, he had blessings in his hand and became a person who could bless others. He could bless Joseph's two sons.
当我们抓住了神，我们也就抓住了光阴。
When we take hold of God, we also take hold of time.
因为我们的生命气息，我们的时间都在神的手中。
Because our life, our breath, and our time are all in God's hands.
当我们抓住了神，神甚至可以来为我们赎回我们所失去的光阴。
When we take hold of God, He can even redeem the time we have lost.
我们看到雅各最后的年日比先前更为明亮，更为丰富。
We can see that Jacob's final years were brighter and richer than his earlier ones.
因为现今的世代邪恶，所以我们要来爱惜光阴，要来抓住光阴。
Because the days are evil, we must make the most of our time and take hold of it.
我们要来预备油，好叫我们不是活在昏暗之中。
We need to prepare oil so that we do not live in the darkness.
因为现今的世代邪恶，所以我们不要做糊涂人。要来明白神的旨意如何。
Because the days are evil, we should not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
我们要来更加的警醒，因为我们知道主来的日子是越来越近了。
We need to be more vigilant because we know the day of the Lord's return is drawing near.
我们要来爱惜光阴，来抓住光阴，好叫我们可以丰丰富富的预备迎接主的再来。
We must value the time, we must take hold of the time so that we can richly and abundantly prepare for Lord's return.
当我们查经小组在读十个童女比喻的时候，有一个姊妹只分享了一句话。
When our Bible study group was reading the parable of the 10 virgins, our sister shared only one sentence.
她说她害怕在那一天主会来对她说和对愚拙的童女说一样的话，我不认识你。
She said she was afraid on that day when the Lord returned, he might say to her just as he said to the 10 virgins that I don't know you.
我们会怕很多的事情。
We may fear many things.
我们会怕我们的身体不健康。
We fear of our health.
我们会怕我们的工作不稳定。
We fear for job stability.
我们会怕我们的孩子输在起跑线上。
We fear for our children falling behind.
我们甚至会怕我们的孩子错过任何一次的课外活动。
We fear that our children might have missed any extracurricular activities.
但我们有没有害怕过在那一天，主会对我说，我不认识。
But have we ever feared that on that day, the Lord might say to us, I don't know you.
我们有没有害怕过在那一天，我们的孩子被关在门外。
Have we ever feared that on that day our children might be shut out?
但愿趁现在神还给我们时间，让我们都来爱惜光阴，来抓住光阴。
May God, when God still gives us time, may we value the time and take hold of the time.
好在那一天，我们都能够来丰丰富富的进入神的国。
So that on that day, we may all enter God's kingdom abundantly.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, truly thank you.
我们感谢你再次提醒我们，我们不要做糊涂人。
We thank you for reminding us again we should not be foolish people.
你要来提醒我们，我们要来爱惜光阴，要来抓住光阴。
And you reminded us that we need to value the time and take hold of the time.
我们感谢你，你现在还在金灯台中行走，来查看我们到底愿意抓什么，我们愿意放下什么。
We thank you that you're still walking among the golden lampstands, examining us what we cherish and what we value.
我们感谢你是你自己来抓住我们，来与我们摔跤，来破碎我们，让我们能够来成为一个愿意让神抓住的人。
We thank you because you are the one who came and wrestled with us, who broke us, so that we know that we are the one that you're taking hold of.
我们也感谢你，是你自己不断来制作我们，直到我们来单单的抓住我们的神。
We thank you for continually molding us until the day when we.Can take hold of you alone.
我们求你不要停止在我们身上的这个工作。
We pray that you will not stop the work on us.
让我们都来爱惜光阴，能够来抓住光阴，来殷勤的预备。
May we all value the time, take hold of time, and prepare diligently.
好让我们那一天都能像那聪明的童女一样，可以丰丰富富地进入神的国。
So that we may be like the wise virgins, on that day of your return, we can enter into your kingdom abundantly.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.